This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCN Live on the website. And, of course, we're also broadcasting to selected Salem Media stations in some of the largest markets in America. And not just for good measure, we have some great independent stations out there, too, carrying our program, including our newest affiliate, Odyssey Radio out there, FM 101.5 in Las Vegas and Henderson, Nevada. Welcome aboard. And, of course, we're also on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Goes for our FedEx and UPS drivers, also our bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the other petroleum products wherever it needs to go so we can go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter as Captain's America, and our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the different things that we have to offer. All right, and joining us right now from California, it's none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Thanks for sticking around and helping out. Appreciate it. And joining us also from undergroundusa.com and the book Nullification, which I will have copies of tomorrow at the gun show down there in Sarasota. You can buy them from me, and I got them, and you can get them because here's the guy that wrote it, Frank Silvato, Underground USA. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
They've been waiting to do that for 3 hours. All right. Thank you very much, boys and girls. They did a great job. All right. Are you guys ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
Yes.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty
and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, more news, bad news to report. Unfortunately, right now, 55 people have died. That's the confirmation date or death toll right now coming out of Maui. More than 1,500 structures have either been destroyed or burned. And I know the death toll is going to go much higher. I know it is.
No question. My sister lives halfway up the mountain on Maui, and we've been keeping tabs on her all weekend long.
Mm-hmm.
She was surrounded on three sides by the fires at one point and was bugging out. We know that. She says that the morgues and the makeshift morgues that are out there have hundreds of bodies in them that are unidentified.
Mm-hmm.
So this death toll is going to skyrocket from what's officially being reported.
Yep.
And the city of Lahaina, it looks like a war zone. It's gone.
Yep.
It's when you look at a before and after picture of this thing, She said eyewitness reports of from friends that she has there said that the fire went through the main street like a freight train, just as fast and just roaring through there, taking everything that it possibly could.
Mm-hmm.
People were running into the water to get away from the fire. And, you know, while that makes sense, you do what you have to do to survive. When you start getting a lot of motion and frenzy in the water, you start to attract predators.
Right.
So there really was no safe place for these people to go. It is a horrible story that should be above the fold on headlines everywhere.
Yep.
And that we are a world and a people and a country that would put scandal above this kind of mass death says a lot about us. So if you have the wherewithal to help the people out there, if you know people out there, check in on them. But this is a horrible, horrible act of God that we should stop and remember how fragile life really is.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, I'm going to go to the phone line real quick. Mary St. Pete, what's up?
Hello. I'm behind on the conversation that was previously had about the drugs. I'd like to say, as a proponent of prescribed drugs, because I take them for chronic pain, that not everybody is a drug abuser that takes these pills. And if you keep on not watching your own drugs, just like having your own gun, to where other people can get a hold of it, you're at fault if some of these kids are getting your own medicine. Now, I'm not speaking to people getting them on the streets, because I have no idea how to get drugs on the street and would probably be arrested for doing so. But you keep on like that, you're going to have a lot of people in chronic pain out there with no medicine if this kind of thing keeps up, with people trying to fight the drug companies, because they will back off. And then what are you going to have? Illegal drugs just coming over the border?
All right.
And you want people to take that? And I have tried Relief Factor, and it did not work.
Got to run. Okay, thank you. Okay, I don't even know how to answer that one, Frank, when we were talking about what we were talking about to begin with. I'm more concerned about the people in Hawaii and the death toll that I know is going to go way out of sight. We have no idea what we're about to see.
No, that's true.
Yep.
So all we can do is pray and wait.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a Friday morning, and here we are.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss. Moss Nissan, Moss Family Automotive. They also have the Acura dealership side by side on North Florida Avenue with the Nissan dealership. Nissan on one side, Acura on the other side. And, you know, Moss is the original home of the You Serve, You Save program, where you get an active discount if you are military, active military, or a veteran, or a first responder, that's EMT, firefighter, or police officer, active or retired, and church pastor, too, active or retired. And all you got to do is show up and say, the captain sent me. And guess what? If you're one of the groups I just told you about, They're gonna give you that discount, the white gloves treatment, and you're gonna love it. Now their locations, of course, are in Newport Richie, the full service flagship store at 19 and 54. Look for the great big American flag up in the air. Plus you've got the Nissan and Acura dealership side by side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And of course the all new, brand new Moss Nissan store in Brooksville, Florida. Right there on State Route 50 on the west side of Brooksville, up against the Suncoast Parkway, the toll road right there. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you a bunch of money. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
Thanks for sticking around. And now to Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, and the writer of the new book, Nullification. And by the way, got a message for you, Frank.
Yeah.
George Godfather says, great book, great reading. So good morning, George.
Thank you, George. I appreciate it. And I know he's got influence with a lot of people, so I hope he understands the importance of getting it into their hands and having them get it into the hands of their state legislators to enact the plan.
Yep, and tomorrow I will have a bunch of them with me at the gun show in Sarasota. So there you go. You're more than welcome to save a little money and buy them direct from me, and away you go. But I want to talk right now about what we heard yesterday from Congressman James Comer. He said that he's going to subpoena members of the Biden family over this situation that's now taking place with more information coming out almost every day, it seems like, the House Oversight is planning to subpoena the Biden family, is what the headline was in one of the pieces.
Well, everything that was alleged about the Bidens prior to his election, about grifting in Ukraine and illicit relationships in China and gleaning money from Russia, it's all turning out to be true.
Mm-hmm.
All of it. The media is guilty of interfering in the free flow of information about this family, how they have it set up. And boy, I'll tell you, mafia families aren't set up as efficiently as the Biden family.
Right.
When it comes to grifting money from organizations and nation states. So will anything come of this? Not while this administration's in office, no. But the information is important to be out there, because if we would have had an honest media before the election and they would have reported on the facts that were turning up, this man not only never would have been elected to office, he would have been removed as a senator.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we need to pay attention to this, not for political purposes. This isn't a gotcha Republican Democrat let's smear in a newspaper type of thing. This is 10 times bigger than Watergate.
Yep.
You know, so we need to pay attention. Stop playing the tit-for-tat stuff and get down to the raw facts of this,
mm-hmm.
because when the leader of the free world is a charlatan and is grafting for self-gain, especially the gain of wealth,
mm-hmm.
we have to say no, that's not public service. That's gaming the system for opportunistic purposes.
Well, you know, I look at it this way. This is public corruption at the highest levels of our federal government and the media, too.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. It proves, you know, the word collusion is getting watered down these days.
Yeah.
But it proves a collusion between the media and one faction of our political system.
Yep.
That constitutes fascism. Now, I know, you know, people get into the habit of rolling their eyes when they hear that word, but fascism, by definition, is government that exacts its will through the private sector.
Yep.
Who gets their way because they can't legislate something, so they manipulate the private sector to do it. Well, they're not manipulating the media to do it anymore. The media is leading the parade.
Yep.
So, you know, you want to hold people accountable? Start holding the media accountable by either not watching or listening to them or ridiculing them openly when they do this and forcefully.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Don't read the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make it not the world's number one paper. If all
right.
they is a propaganda rag.
Right. Yep. And instead of paying them $50, which is what you have to if you really want to read the paper, forget it. All right, I'm going to take a caller here. Good morning, Backgammon Bob. What's on your mind?
Yes, I just wanted to say to Frank Silvano, I've been reading his book, Nullification, and how the 17th Amendment totally changed the way the Congress works and stuff on the Senate side, how it neutered the Senate, and the fact that the Wilson administration back in the 1920s and stuff changed a lot of the direction of the federal government, and I totally agree with him on that. Anyway, just wanted to say that, Kevin. Bye.
Yeah, we've talked about that for how many years, Frank?
Yeah, ever since the beginning, but I'm very, very appreciative of the book.
Sure.
Got the book and is reading it and is understanding there's a lot in there that has to do with foreshadowing of what the plan is in that book. There's a little history in there. The move for nullification is based on a history that shows abuses of power in the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, agree with me, don't agree with me, but learn what's in the book. You know, and because I think once you understand the history of why we have arrived here, you'll see that nullification is probably the most potent weapon that we have.
Right. Now, I want to go back for a little bit and just conclude the scandal deal here with the bribery and whatnot with this comment. With his father's influence, Hunter Biden and his business associates made at least $20 million combined during Joe Biden's vice presidency. Now, that doesn't even count what's going on now. And according to the new report from the House Oversight Committee, it's going to be a lot more. The report alleges that Joe Biden used his family as a vehicle to receive bribery payments. What do you think?
Oh, I have no doubt. I have no doubt. When we're looking at what's coming out of Comer's committee, mm-hmm. and we're looking at what was reported before, especially when you're talking about Ukraine, mm-hmm. you could understand that the reason he wants $10 billion here, $100 billion here, let's get $50 billion here for Ukraine in aid is payback
mm-hmm.
for what they gave to this family to gain influence through the apparatus.
Mm-hmm.
This is completely unacceptable, wholly illegal.
Yep.
But because we have a corrupt DOJ, they're not looking into it ingenuously, and the complicit media is trying as hard as it can to make everybody look away.
Yep.
This is how corrupt our system has gotten today.
All right. Let's try one more call here before the break. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, good morning, Patriots. Good morning, Captain.
Hi, it's Anthony. Hi,
Kyle.
Anthony.
Frank, this is to Frank. Frank, I'm glad you mentioned the media, because from day one, 2016, the media, and I'm talking about Fox Sports affiliates, the supposed fair and balanced news network, you can see their complicity in leaning to the left, covering up, suppressing the facts. It's obvious that they've pretty much covered up for this guy, and I'm talking about Biden and his administration, because tell me that this political editor of these stations don't have enough time to delve into the facts. Yet everything I hear, and I'm not only picking on the domestic news outlets, I'm talking about Univision, Telemundo. Everybody doesn't seem to have time to focus in on what's going on with the Biden mafia. So it's unbelievable.
Okay. Anthony,
thank you, guys.
Thank you for the call, Anthony. We're going to address that on the other side of the break. Can you stick around, Frank?
You bet.
Okay, now I want to address something here, and I want to tell people what we call in the business rip and read. There's a lot of mm-hmm. people that rip it, read it, and don't even bother to understand it. And that's what you're getting. You're getting people that are taking stories, and they're interpreting that in their own way. They're opinionizing or editorializing news stories that they don't know what they're talking about when they do it. And that's the problem. That's part of the problem. Just along with outright lying. Hold on, Frank. Hold on, Kyle. We're coming back with Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, and the book Nullification, and Kyle Warren from The Kyle Warren Show. Be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Just getting real here, folks.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. CDC data shows suicide rates spiked in 2022, with more people dying from suicide in the U.S. more than any other year on record. Nearly 50,000 people died from intentional self-harm last year. The suicide rate declined for 2 years before it spiked in 2021 and continued upward in 2022, exceeding the numbers from 2018. Meantime, President Biden's marking the one-year anniversary of the PACT Act being signed into law to benefit veterans.
PACT Act is one of the most significant laws ever signed to help veterans exposed to toxic materials and help their families recover.
VA has doled out nearly $2 billion in benefits to veterans in a year since the law was passed. It expands VA health care eligibility to veterans who served in the post-9/11 era. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, folks. Kyle Warren here from the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. And we're here to say welcome aboard to our new affiliate, KDON 101.5 FM in Las Vegas, Nevada. Tune in weekdays starting at midnight to 3 a.m. Pacific time for tomorrow's news tonight right here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio show with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to hear from you at 1-877-969-8600. Welcome aboard KDON 101.5 FM, the talk of Las Vegas.
Thank you very much. We appreciate Las Vegas coming on board. We've got a bigger signal there now than what we used to have, and it's a big footprint, 25,000 watts, so we appreciate them very much for their FM 101.5. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All right, and Frank Silvato, Underground USA, as well as the book Nullification. And congratulations on the book, and I look forward to doing you proud tomorrow.
Oh, I appreciate it very, very much, and I'm glad people are receiving it well, because it's information everyone can use to actually do something tangible to retake the country from the people who are bastardizing our governmental system.
Now, I got a call during the break from somebody, and I was jumping around trying to answer the phone as fast as I could because we had a bunch of callers call in after that first that last segment. And the area code, now that I look at it, was Las Vegas. So we did get a caller from Las Vegas, but they didn't want to come on. They just wanted to mention that, well, we need a third party. We need a good third party candidate. We got to get going because we got to clean house and start all over again. Well, I agree with the starting over, and I agree with cleaning house. If they're not doing the job you elected them to do, for God's sakes, why are you reelecting them, Frank?
Well, that's true, and this is where responsibility from the voter has to be key. It's what our framers and founders intended, that we would be responsible enough to make sure we vet the candidates, not that the media, because as you see, Today, the media is in the tank, so they push the preferred product, and that's what politicians are these days. They're products. They're marketed. If we were back in the beginning and we had three parties that showed up instead of the two at the end of the first administration that Washington had, that would be feasible. But right now, when you do third party, even if it gets a sizable chunk, it tends to pull away from people who want the change, who are doing their homework. It pulls away from the candidate that would win and gives you the least best candidate.
Mm-hmm.
So we're between a rock and a hard spot when it comes to that. The best way to go about this, the reforming of the parties of the system, is to get involved on the local level. This is a trickle-up thing.
Yeah.
You want to make changes to the candidates that show up at the federal level, you got to take action and engage at the local level.
Mm-hmm.
It will trickle up, and you need to change the parties. That's why, you know, when we were talking, when Rona McDaniels was running for RNC chair, we were talking, I said point blank, she's got to go. She's part of the problem. That whole upper federal apparatus of the RNC and the DNC, by the way, that's the problem. We've got to get back to, and, you know, this kind of dovetails into the nullification thing, but we have to get back to the point where the state parties are the ones that hold the most sway and not the federal national parties. You know, the closer you get to yourself when it comes to government, whether it's elected office or political party, that's where the change takes place. That's where it's easier to change things. At the federal level, you know, you're an ant on an anthill.
Mm-hmm.
At the state level, you're a bigger ant. When you get down to the county and you get down to municipal, you're gigantic.
Well, let's bring the guy in from California where they got more problems than God has green grass. Kyle, Kyle, how on earth are you ever going to turn it around in California?
That's a great question. Unfortunately, California has been the monoparty system for quite some time. It's almost as if Republicans need not show up to the state legislature. But, you know, I got a question for Frank, Captain, and that is, we're talking about, you know, the ideas of third parties or how to shake it up, basically. But what does it mean these days to be a Republican or Democrat? Because it seems like the Republicans and Democrats both have some different definitions now. Namely, you've got the extreme, you know, the so-called progressives, which are not really progressives, in the Democrat Party holding that hostage. But then in the Republican Party, is it Donald Trump who's calling the shots in terms of policy for the Republican platform? Or are there, Mitch McConnell doing that? What's going to happen? These parties already are sort of fracturing.
Well, you hit it right on the head when you talked about they have different definitions than what they were supposed to be. We talked before about the Democrats being held, the traditional Democrats being held hostage by the neo-fascist left in that party. They used to be called the progressives, but they're just neo-fascists. There's no way around that now. You know, they are holding the traditional Democrats hostage. Republicans, they have no leadership. Is it Donald Trump? Is it Mitch McConnell? If it's Mitch McConnell, then we're in deep, deep trouble.
Boy, are we.
Because this guy just bends any way the wind wants to blow. He should have been gone eons ago, and I'm stunned that the people of Kentucky keep sending this idiot back. If it's Donald Trump, you have very, very rigid and hardcore tactics and policies that tend to be abrasive towards the people in the center who are a little more sensitive to political language. Now, last time, we needed it. We needed the wrench of the machine because, you know, when you don't have defined parties and everybody goes along that gets along, well, it's something people are calling the uniparty in Washington.
Yep.
You know, that's exactly what Kyle was explaining for California. They've got a uniparty and they've expunged anybody with an alternative viewpoint towards politics.
Mm-hmm.
Out there, that's the Republicans. In Washington, D.C., it's people who aren't lining their pockets from K Street.
Mm-hmm.
So remember that politics is all local. That's if you want to make a change.
and you have to have a definition of what you stand for. If you look at the platform for the Republican Party when it was founded, and you look at what they're doing today, there's no resemblance.
Mm-hmm.
There just isn't. You know, so what do the parties stand for? I don't know. I know more and more Republicans, and I'm lifelong, that are identifying as conservatives and constitutionalists rather than saying the R word. And that's a very bad indicator for the Republican Party. So when change needs to be had, when you've got things happening like that and your leader's just spending money on new office furniture and going along to get along and coming up with concocted, well, you've got to raise this much money or you don't make the debate stage.
Yeah.
You know, she's got to go.
Yeah.
And then we've got to get back to honest politics in the Republican Party, because if you look towards the Democrats, the honest people there have an ideological gun to their head from the neo-fascists. They can't speak. Look at Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yep.
They're not even allowing him to speak. They're not recognizing him.
Nope. And he's got some good ideas. I'm not saying that I'd ever vote for him, but he's got some good ideas, and he does have the name recognition.
Well, he's got some good ideas compared to the alternative on that side of the aisle.
Yeah.
Have an ice cream munching moron and a cackling hyena as his sidekick, who are just puppets on a string for Obama 2.0.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, people.
Yeah, I gotta remember that one. That was a really good statement you just made about those two. But here's the deal, okay? We can't be that stupid. We can't continue to be that stupid and keep electing the same people over and over again, because you gotta vet the candidate. You gotta vet the candidate. And I know it's up to the political party to say that this person's okay so they can run, but they're not doing their jobs.
Well, this is why getting involved at the local level is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you are involved at the local level, you do get to influence who the party chooses.
Yep.
That's the trickle-up part of this. If a candidate's rising through the ranks and they gather support from the people who are engaged, then if you're honest and you're engaged, you're one of the people that gets to vet them.
Yep.
It's not just some magic committee at the RNC on top of a mountain someplace that bequeaths who gets to run and who doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to have the candidates go through the labyrinth. That's where the rubber meets the road. And unless you're engaged locally, that can't happen.
Well, here comes the music. I look forward to talking to you on Monday morning. It's going to be an interesting weekend, all the talking head shows, and we'll be going at it again Monday. So, Frank, thank you so very much.
Prayers for Maui, and stay low, my friend.
Absolutely. Okay, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, and the book Nullification. Kyle, you hang on. We're coming back with the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Kyle, and wrap up with a little sports. Talk about the Bucks game tonight, maybe, and some other things around the country. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my long-running sponsor, the longest-running one that we've had on the program, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, for those of you listening to us around the country, if you need to have, maybe some parts, or maybe some advice, or maybe you want to buy something brand new, they'd be more than happy to talk to you. Their phone number is 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, and they ship things around the country all the time. So if you need to have parts, or maybe you want to know about cleaning, or you want to know something about repairs or whatever, from installation to parts, cleaning, they're the ones to call, 941-922-2345. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They are absolutely the best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. And they know their business like nobody other. I can guarantee you that one. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. For those of you that want to drive on in and see what they have to offer, they got a nice display in the sales office right there. And again, their phone number is 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, to schedule an appointment for service, or just stop on by the store. Local, experienced, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. All righty. On the telephone, hanging in there, Kyle Warner, professor of politics out there in California. You haven't fallen off the earth yet, right?
Just hanging on. Yeah.
Okay, just hanging on. I got you. All right, and the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. And I don't even know where to start with you because sports, my goodness, there's good stuff going on and there's terrible stuff going on. So where do you want to go?
Well, let's talk about NASCAR this weekend. It should be some great racing up in Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I'm looking forward to it. I hope some other people are also. Should be a lot of fun to watch this race and see how the racers finish out to see if they can make the finals this year. You know, get to the playoffs and anything can happen from there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good stories this year. Not as much controversy. Captain and Kyle, which is nice. I don't like the drama. I don't think most people do.
We have one driver that no longer has a ride because of something that he did, which is really stupid.
Exactly. I
won't go there, but that, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, it is. I just, everybody has to realize, unfortunately, Captain, when you were growing up, you didn't have a camera in every street corner, and people don't realize that's the world we live in now. So you need to act accordingly. Is that fair? Maybe not. Is it right that you get, critiqued with every movement, every sound bite? No. But, again, that's unfortunately the world we live in. But, just try to do the right thing for the right reasons and do the best you can every day, and you'll be okay. So that's how I try to look at it anyway, Captain. A little preseason football last night. The Patriots played against the Texans, and, the kid Stroud, he looked a little rough, but what do you expect? He's a rookie. But he was a gamer. He wanted to keep playing and just work on fixing his mistakes. So the kid has the right heart instead of just wanting to get out of the game and not even go back in. The third preseason, you're only programmed to have so many snaps for the head coaching staff. So that's how that works. We're right in the heat of things with baseball now, gentlemen. So, we have less than 50 games left. And the AL East is just rocking. The Orioles at 71 wins, the Rays at 69 wins. They've played four more games than the Orioles, so that'll come down later on when the Orioles either make up games and see what happens there. But anything can still happen in that division. The Twins, they're up on the Guardians now with 60 wins, and as long as they play 500 ball on the way out, they should be okay. Everybody in that division's been really underneath that, so that should be okay. And the Rangers, Astros, Mariners, and Angels. The Angels are at 500 ball now, Kyle. They've been on a little bit of a slump, 3-7. They need to change that around and go 7-3 this next 10 games, and then they're right back in the hunt of it. And that happens a lot. Teams battle back and forth. What's the last game you've been to, Kyle?
It was about 2 or 3 weeks ago we were able to go out to Angel Stadium. Yeah.
Good deal, man. It's always fun to watch a baseball game, I've said it before on the Captain's show, and it still resonates today. Whoever said it, I forget who said this, Captain. You might know. He goes, a hot dog and a baseball game together is better than, eating at the Ritz. So,
Bob Uecker. Bob Uecker, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like one of his things.
True.
I was going to ask Patrick, you're talking about, it's no fun sometimes with the drama. We've seen a lot of drama recently. But how about the no-hitter? This is the Phillies' Michael Lorenzen.
Yeah.
Threw a no-hitter. That's always great to see. I mean, that's, I think, the only about the 14th time in their history that they've had a no-hitter.
Yeah, and it's funny. He did it at the right time. The Philly needs a little bit of shot in the arm to have a good run at the playoffs, because I can't see them catching the Braves. But they could get into the wild card, and anything can happen there. So, that wasn't exciting. Hopefully some people that are listening to the show saw the pictures with his mom getting so excited on the final pitch. It was neat. It really was, Kyle. Very good point. And that's another thing. It's funny how we always, just human nature and social media and everything, always go to the negative. We should talk more about the no-hitters, the guy helping the kid out, at the ballpark. Things of this nature would be a lot more pleasant for society. I don't know why we've gotten to that, negativity. It doesn't need to be that way. We need to get back to helping each other out as a community and doing the right things for the right reasons. Milwaukee Brewers now have a two-game lead over the Cubs and the Reds. The Reds have kind of faltered here. They're 2-8 their last 10 games. So they need to get back on the winning way, or the Cubs or the Brewers are going to snag that division. I like that it's turned into a three-way race there, though. That's going to be a lot of excitement for the people of the Midwest to root in the Cubs or Milwaukee or the Reds. A lot of great baseball fans up in that area, you know. So, and then, you know, we talked about the Dodgers and Giants. They're going to keep going at it, but I don't think the Dodgers are going to be able to get caught. What's the buzz out there with the Dodgers, Kyle? Do they feel that they're going to win another World Series? Is there any turmoil out there to discuss?
Not that I know of, to be honest, but I guess you never count the Dodgers out.
They do have a good franchise, and they're willing to spend the money, too. Sometimes the money does make a difference, and other times it doesn't. It's just kind of funny how that works in the game of baseball. I wonder if they'll ever get to a salary cap, you know, but we'll see how that all plays out. Captain, anything going on tomorrow, sir, in your world?
Going to the gun show. Sarasota will be there from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Robarts Arena, Sarasota County Fairgrounds, and I'll be there. We'll have Jeff with us, Jeff from Sarasota, and we'll have a lot of fun because he's always the life of the party when he gets going.
Well, there you go. Now, that would be a great event. Guy's a wonderful person, and it's just good people at that event, too. I enjoy going to those events with you when I can make them. And just let everybody know, if I can be of any help to you with your insurance needs, feel free to give me a call, 813-966-1052. Another thing, folks, you know, there's no cost to meet with me, have a cup of coffee, and go over what you have. I don't charge anybody anything. The company's taking
care of
me.
Okay, you got 10 seconds.
That's it, Cap. God bless you. Have a great week. And I will see you soon, maybe Sunday, if you're around. If not, catch the show from 11 to 12 this Sunday. And everybody have a wonderful weekend. Take care, Cap. Thank you very much.
And, Kyle, we are running out of time. The music's going to start right here, right now. So I will talk to you tonight in a weekend edition. Thanks so very much for sticking around and helping out. We appreciate you. And I'm sure we're going to have a real lively weekend show with all that took place today, right?
Well, yes, you can bank on that.
Yes, sir. All right. And welcome aboard Las Vegas. Happy to have you there. All right. Thanks, Kyle. All right. Here comes the music. Got to let you go. We'll be back tonight. Another very interesting day. Keep your eyes on the prize. And remember, it's all about we the people. They work for us. We don't work for them. We got to get it right, folks. It's now or never. Got to get it right. Got to get together. Somehow or another, find a way. Have a great day. God bless America. And stay cool. All of that.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.